This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time right now for Commissions Baltimore.
Yeah, I tease it by saying, you know, the governor's become like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. We know that, you know, a lot of people are very unhappy that the president's putting National Guard into cities and things like that. And I get it. I mean, and frankly,
there's a lot of people that feel like this is a step in the wrong direction, right, of dictatorship and all this other stuff.
Not a lot
stuff.
Of people. The same people that hated him before.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're using this. I've seen such crazy posts about this. This is not the first time you've seen the National Guard in cities. Let's all stop. Let's all please stop. We had them in our city several years ago when people decided to burn the city down. You had plenty of National Guard troops. You had police from all over the country here helping out police this place. So let's all, like, stop lying. You know, like, this hasn't happened before. What's happened, though, is the people, you know, are unhappy with this. Okay. Some people are very happy with it because they feel it. I tell you what, if I saw them standing around Baltimore, I'd feel a lot better right now. I don't think you need them in cities because that's not the work they do.
Ooh, the
guard. Yeah. I mean, the military is not the same as the police. I mean, it's like they're not trained to deal in urban areas with a constituency. You go to a foreign country or something, fine. I just know they have the experience of policing neighborhoods every day, but that's another discussion.
But the good thing is, I'll say this, Ed, if give you an example. Let's say you bring in the Air Guard and you bring in their security police. I think they're in the security forces, but security police, you know, most of them are civilian police officers.
Yes.
So they would be
absolutely
trained to deal with this. In fact, you're probably putting them in a situation where now you're allowing them to do their jobs, which they can't when they're civilian police officers.
100%, you're right. But anyway, that's not quite what I'm saying, but that's it, yes. But the governor's gone on and said, quote, I read it in The Wizard of Oz or something. Together we've broken the back of violent crime, and the last time the homicide rate was this low, I was not born yet. I don't know where he thinks this is taking place. Look, like, this is a good year. Crime is down around the country. In Chicago, it's down, and in D.C., perhaps Baltimore. It's one of those, the country's having a good year. And I think the Baltimore police are doing a better job. I like Rich Worley. I think he's doing a good job. I think the cops like him certainly better than Harrison. But in the 17 days since the guard was deployed in D.C., we've had 9 times greater violent crime rate than they have. So, like, something's happening, because since the guard was deployed in D.C., we've had over 2,500 crimes, 6 homicides, 9 rapes, 426 assaults, 271 ag assaults, 250 auto thefts, 155 burglaries. That's in 17 days. 17 days. 439 acts of vandalism, like I mentioned on the 25th in St. Paul. So the surge in crime is 9 times greater than the violent crime rate in Washington during the same period. And the problem is, you know, everyone's concerned about, everyone gets too political about this stuff. everybody gets political. You know, obviously the governor has eyes on the White House in the future. And this is, you know, the first step toward that walk, taking on the president. I went through this with O'Malley and Ehrlich. I mean, you know, O'Malley was very upset when I went to work for Ehrlich. Therefore, he goes to the feds on me. We know the story. And then when I wanted to put troopers in the city, it's denied. I'm trying to help the people live in the city. I'm not playing politics. Why would you deny state police patrolling your city hand in hand with your own police department? There's no reason. None. No, we don't need it. It's like this stuff's gone on too long now. And this one, it sounds like the same stuff. And I don't know what the governor's talking about. I mean, Baltimore's definitely having a good year as far as the crime rate. And we got to stop looking at homicides, though. I mean, that's the one you really can't fudge that much. But the others, like, I don't take robbery stats seriously anymore because I watched what a certain police commissioner did years ago here. I'll remain nameless.
What's his name?
What's it rhyme with?
Yeah, what's it sound like?
Well, there were robberies became larceny menacing. Burglaries became vandalism larceny. So it's like you can't do that, man. No. You can't do that. And they,
finagling a little
bit? As Rob would say in the military, they pencil whipped it. That's what they were doing. You can't do that.
Robberies became what?
Menacing larceny. You menaced him with a gun or a weapon of some sort and took his property. So it's like you can't do that. You know, the robbery is the charge. If you forcibly take somebody's property, it's a robbery. So that's what they would.
Jeremy, I'm looking this up so I can call the dude out. I don't care.
Yeah, this is, it's interesting, though, to see, like, how I think there are a lot of people aren't privy to how things work and how you can tweak things to try to fit the narrative here.
Yes.
For your,
And the other one, I'm going to let people in a little secret here that only those of us in that little secret society know. When they start mentioning clearance rates, run, because they're lying. Because this is how clearance rates work in detective math. And even if they're not lying, they're touting that the clearance rate's great. I don't even know why this city does. This is the only city I've ever been in where they talk about the clearance rate. It's completely irrelevant, honestly, because the way it works, it was very hard to gauge. And they've trained these guys to look at this stuff. The clearance rate, obviously, if you have, 100 homicides, you have 50 of them solved, you have a 50% clearance rate, 75%. The problem is it's a rolling number. So, like, in January, if you take down a gang, you clear 30 murders from the year prior, it goes into your January clearance rate. So you could have like a 3,000% clearance rate in January if it happens like on the 3rd of January when you have like, one murder or something. It's preposterous. You can't do this stuff. It's like, and it goes like that all year. So if you solve a murder from 15 years ago, it goes in this year's clearance rate and so on and so forth. So it's a very deceptive figure. So I wish they'd stop touting that. And I wish the newspapers would learn and the TV news. I've been trying to train you folks for years. All you guys in the media, don't pay attention to that and don't print it because it's irrelevant. But anyway, I just wish they'd stop this bickering and look out for the benefit of the people who live in these cities because I bet the people in Fells Point would welcome the guard. You know, they can't keep their stores open right now. You know, there's people getting shot down there and, dirt bikers riding on the sidewalks, terrorizing people. But, baby, you ever ask them how they feel? So.
You want to take a call? Joaquin in Baltimore wants to.
Yeah, sure.
Joaquin, what's going on, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I just got a quick question. Y'all former law enforcement officers, and I respect that. How do police feel like in these local towns? You think they feel like they don't do their job when, National Guard has to come in or...
I think they should feel like they're not allowed to do their job. That's probably not incompetent, but not allowed.
Joaquin.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that because I said that like a week ago. I said the answer is not the National Guard. The answer is let the police do their job in this country. You don't need extra people. Although in the department, Baltimore here, you probably do. They're down like a third of the department. But if you let the police actually do what police do or supposed to do, you wouldn't have this problem. And that's the crux of the issue.
Thank you very much. Commissioners Baltimore, 410-583-1057 is the number. Rich Tamayo joins us to talk about the additions to M&T Bank Stadium, but on the other side, we're talking Ravens. Do you think the Ravens need home field advantage to make a run for the Super Bowl? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Fan. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You want to throw some fire at somebody right now?
Who are we throwing it at?
So, my friend and this is my supervisor, Adam Martiano of Masson. Mm-hmm. He's always trying to bust my chops and put me down. You know.
Oh, so I'm going to like him.
That's his way of telling me that I did good. So, he texts me one day. He said, I forgot to tell you this. So, this is what I got to do. I got to get up in the morning, get in my car, listen to the big, really bad morning show. So, go have Adam. Have at him.
Well, it was well, it's really bad now. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
I'll let y'all figure it out.
Well, hold on.
Said, think about it. He went special ed on us.
What had happened was.
Now, the Ravens, do you think, Ed, they need home field advantage to make a legitimate run at the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've proven that we can win on the road and lose at home. So what's the difference? I don't see this as a big deal at all. I'd like to see it because it's fun having these guys. You know, it's fun to have the games here and to talk. Yeah, we got home field and you have the prestige and the revelry of, you know, having your downtown, you know, crazy because you have the, you know, playoff game here. They don't need it. Didn't help them, and it, you know, it hasn't hurt them sometimes.
So. Do you, Jeremy?
Do they have to have it? No. I mean, but like, don't you want
to think it helps?
Yeah, you want, well, it obviously helped. You want every single advantage. And again, not knowing where the AFC Championship game is played, you know, I don't want to go into Kansas City there. Am I afraid to play them? No, but my preference would be to play them here, you know?
Yeah. Like, I like the three of these guys together, but I prefer just two of them.
Yeah. I ain't going to say which two, but it was the two that was here the last 3 weeks.
I really doubt that's what he was saying, but go ahead.
Maybe I said something about Deion Sanders at some point that pissed him off. Yeah, so, like, look, I look at the situation as you want every single advantage. I mean, they had that 2 years ago, and it didn't work out. But we've seen this team, as Ed pointed out, go on the road under John Harbaugh and have a lot of success on the road in the playoffs. But yes, it would be a lot easier if you got to stay home and prepare here.
Okay, if they get the number one seed, how many wins do you think that takes?
I think it takes at least 13.
I think 13 altogether. I think you'll have multiple teams with 11 or 12, but I think 13 wins. 13-4? I think they get you the number one seed.
I guess the big question would be is,
although
like,
last year Kansas City lost what? One or two?
Oh yeah, they had that two. Run. Yeah. But like Kansas City's division is much tougher this year, right?
Yes.
I mean, all three teams that entered division, in my opinion, got better. Now, does it mean that they got better and they're better than the Chiefs? No, but I think the Chargers with their draft, the Denver Broncos, I mean, all of it. You look at the AFC East, and it's like, who there is even going to push back against the Bills?
The closest, I think, is going to be the Jets this year with like 9 wins.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are bullish on the Patriots, which
I know.
Because of like some of the rookies they drafted, They like Drake May and what they saw from him.
I was talking about that with Rob last week. I'm like, I hear it, but I don't understand why.
Stephon Diggs is there now. Not that that's something that's going to put it over the top, but he is coming off a significant injury. And again, we don't know. We're just with the Dolphins. It's like, what week is Tua going out where we look at the offense and go, well, what is that? What's wrong with Rob? The Jets thing?
What? Jets have 9 wins? We're going to add last year's 5 wins to the 4 wins they're going to have this year.
we shall see. I mean, it's a weak division. I think they can. I mean,
I thought you were in the police force there, Fireman Ed.
I don't think it's unreasonable, really, because they have he's playing now because we did this last week. Yeah. Like, that was my team. And I explained it. They had the third best defense in the NFL last year. Their offense got better, and it's a weak division, so I think they can actually, you know, have a 9-8 record.
They start off with the Steelers, the Bills, and the Buccaneers, 0-3.
Yeah,
the Dolphins. They could beat the Dolphins, I think.
They win, Rob. They have the 26th weakest schedule.
They have the Cowboys.
They have the weakest schedule in the NFL.
They could win
they're
that.
26.
2-3. Then the Broncos. It's a loss. Panthers, maybe.
The Panthers.
At the Bengals, no. Maybe the Browns. Split against the Patriots. They lose to the Ravens. Falcons, maybe.
Their opponents have a 440 winning percentage.
And
they're 26th in the NFL.
But they're the Jets. That only matters if you're good team. With your opponents.
If you're a good team, you don't get that schedule.
Man, winning 9 games.
Okay, good. I'm happy for you. Happy now? It's
like, we're sitting out winning 9 games.
We'll see. We shall see.
I think anybody in that division winning 9 games would be maybe the Dolphins to get lucky and win 9.
I don't think the Dolphins are going to be good at all.
I don't think so either. That's why I said maybe they get lucky. And then again, maybe I'm just waiting for that shoe to fall with Tua. I don't believe in him. I just don't.
I mean, I think when he's there, he's good, right? He's better than we thought, to be fair. That offense looks totally different with him in it. When he's out, it's like, I'm not afraid of anything. Can anybody push the ball downfield to Tyreek Hill? Are you going to keep trying sweeps with him and short stuff and hoping that he can break one? Because he's a guy that you want to get in space and see what he can do. But, again, there's a ton of weapons on offense there. I'm not sure about their defense.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Bruce. What's up, Bruce?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Fine. I got two quick things, a statement and a question. The Ravens, it's like I'm the type of fan that's just ready to get to the playoffs, man. We done did this regular season thing every year. That's just me.
Hey, Bruce, it's funny you say that because I said to these guys about a month or so ago, maybe a little longer than that, I wonder how many people are going to be engaged in the Ravens. They may be better off to have a slow start than to start off hot, because I think there are a lot of people that think like you. Just get us to the postseason.
Yes, sir. And the next one is just a question. You guys can just say yes or no or don't answer at all. I don't want to get too deep because I don't want to get you guys in trouble. But me and my guys, we feel, of all you local guys up there, do all you guys get along? The local radio stations.
Local radio stations or everybody at this station?
Or this show?
Not the national shows. Just like y'all guys, the big bad morning show, after you guys, the guys after that.
I get along with almost every single person. Nestor is a Aparicio is a trash human being.
See, he's gone. I don't know if he's taking about.
He should be shot into the sun.
All of us at this station.
He said station. So if you want to take it from a standpoint, you get along with other media members, right? Not here. Look, answer both. I'm not talking to you. Ed, do you get along with other media members not here?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Well, Brett, absolutely. Hang out with, I mean, Justin.
Yeah. Brett Holland is at BAL98 Rock.
Brett Holland is a friend of mine.
The morning show people over at 98 Rock. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah. Justin Slagle and I play tummy sticks every once a week.
So. Do you?
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. I don't get along with everybody here.
No. Name the guys you don't like here. We'll all go in a circle.
We're about to go to a break in a minute.
I get along with everybody here. I like to think if somebody doesn't get along with me, that's their problem. Like, not me, because I don't try to be a jerk to anybody.
This room and that room, I get along with everybody.
Why'd you play?
Oh, that room over here, 106.5, I get along with everybody over that there now. That room now, way over there, 101.9 now,
I do think some people would be surprised at the guys that don't get along behind the scenes. And I am not giving anyone names, but I would look at different shows and go, do those guys like each other? <Here's some laughs> You might think that too when we start getting in arguments, but like, so many times we'll fight on the air and we start laughing off the air.
Well, that's two different questions.
Oh, that's not.
I mean, do we get along or do I like you? We get along together, but I don't like you, Jeremy.
Rod likes me. He can say what he wants, but he likes me.
We get along.
I like that you like me.
410-583-1057. World is stupid at 8 o'clock. Again, that's a warning. But on the other side, Rich Tamayo joins us to talk additions to M&T Bank Stadium up next on The Fan. 7:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, he is Senior Vice President of Stadium Operations and Guest Experience, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, Rich Tamayo. What's going on this morning, Rich?
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your time this morning. And got an email of all the things that are going on at M&T Bank Stadium this year. I figured, man, we may as well get these guys on to talk about it because there's way too much for us to talk about.
I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of great renovations, a lot of excitement around the season. And then, yes, we have our new events company, Relentless Events, joining the fold.
So what do you guys want to highlight first? We heard about the Blackwing lounge or whatever it is. What have you added for people?
Yeah, we really want to talk about it. Yeah, we have a lot of versatile spaces now with all the renovations for the last couple of years. You mentioned the Blackwing. You mentioned, we had the Gatehouse that opened up. The beer hall that we have. We also have the new service level clubs from this season that we added, and all of those are going to be something that are the new events company, year-round events company, Relentless Events, is going to be able to book so that the community guests can have different types and versatile events at the stadium. So it's really about putting it all together so that that guests can have a memorable experience here at the stadium.
Yeah, you look at some of the other things that, I mean, you mentioned a bunch of them that are going on. The first thing that caught my eye was the Caesar Sportsbook Club, but I know I'm not classy enough to be in there. I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be a better experience for people coming to the games, right?
Well, the experience itself, yeah. I mean, we'll have different levels of experience as guests come to the stadium. So what you're referring to is our club level that last year we renovated to make sure that we kept up with the Joneses on all the finishes. I'm sure you're classy enough to go in there. Hey, you follow me in. I'll take you in at any time.
You haven't met him. You don't know that.
You don't know. Rich Tamayo joins us, Senior VP of Stadium Operations and Guest Experience. Rich, one of the things that caught my eye was the Raven. It's a dramatic field-level club inspired by Edgar Allan Poe's legendary poem. You've got to tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it is one of my favorite spaces in the building, newly built and delivered for 2025. It is definitely leans into that Edgar Allan Poe feel. You walk in there, you know that you're kind of immersed in that poem. And you know that you're in the M&T Bank Stadium with the Ravens, and it's a space now that Relentless Events is able to uniquely book. So you can have anything from a prom to a conference. There's a bunch of video boards, and there's even access out over to the field. So you could connect something that guests normally don't get to do with the connection to the field and the field seats.
Hmm. So has this affected anything in the stadium? Have you had to reduce the capacity or anything like this, or is it just the same, you just added?
So we basically did some additive when it comes to some of the club spaces and spaces so that guests can experience the game differently. We've added, again, like I've mentioned, a couple of service level clubs in the last couple of years, and we're also the gatehouse, which is a big additive. I don't know if you've been there or seen it, but it gave us an opportunity to open up gates an hour earlier than we normally would, so that guests could come tailgate earlier with us. It's really what it's about, is bringing people in earlier to experience the game day with us as soon as they wake up.
And people can go to Relentless.
And they will.
Yeah. People can go to relentlessevents.com if they want to see some of this stuff and read about it.
Yeah, they can. They can go to relentlessevents.com if they would like to book an event. Again, Relentless Events is the year-round company that we are proud to be partners with, they are going to bring that game day excitement that we have every Sunday and for the big events that we have at M&T Bank Stadium locally to every other day of the year. So you go to relentlessevents.com, sign up. Our director, Kimon, is phenomenal. She has roots here in Baltimore, and she's just excited to host as many events as possible at M&T Bank Stadium.
There he is. Appreciate it. Rich Tamayo, Senior Vice President of Stadium Operations and Guest Experience. Thanks a lot for the time this morning, Rich.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, bud. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, one thing that I've always bragged about to other NFL fans is that Baltimore gets tailgate right.
Mm-hmm.
What impact do you think that these new things will have on the tailgating community?
I don't know. I think it might help in a way, because sometimes, a lot of people don't have spots. They don't, I think they don't have, maybe they don't have parking passes, things like that. I think this gives you an opportunity. Like, for someone like me, if I don't go to somebody else's tailgate, I can't tailgate. So I can go into the stadium now and maybe take advantage of one of these spots they're talking about.
I think, I like what he said, and it's weird because I always look at the Ravens at being the forefront when we going down to the castle and seeing all the advancements and the things that you have there with the Ravens facility. And now, keeping up with the Joneses, it's important to have, and I know people know this, but in baseball, basketball, football, and hockey, those guys, the suites.
Yeah.
You got to have those suites filled. Football, it seems like it's a little bit easier because you have a handful of games, either 8 or 9,
right.
Yeah. That you're going to try to get it filled. But corporate sponsorships and things like that all keep this thing
going. That's what makes the money. That's what makes the money, the corporate stuff. And you're right. I mean, that you provide more for those.
Yeah.
With one place you talked about, what is it, the casino? 8,000 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of people. How big is that thing?
It covers about 8,000 people.
I mean, what? How much are they taking out of the seating area?
I mean, have you driven by there and seen?
Yeah.
We get down there all the time. What am I saying? But
how much, what are you taking away? I think the question Ed asked, what are you taking away to provide an area for 8,000 people?
I think the 15-yard line. So it's only 75, it's 85 yards now. So you guys would be in the end zone, the actual end zone.
So we get to say folly in football. That would have been a touchdown in another stadium. Hey, that would have been a home run elsewhere.
Oh, man. But I like that they do this stuff. I do understand that there were fans that were upset that they got moved out of their seats for certain things.
A friend of mine is very upset.
But again, it's, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you're a team that's trying to make improvements to the stadium for the long run without pissing off some people. I mean, you're going to break some eggs and make some people angry. And I know people like the people they're sitting around. You know whether or not they're selling their tickets.
He said he watched these kids grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they have tickets behind them. And now he doesn't have his tickets anymore.
Mm.
And he wouldn't renew because of it.
Wow.
You moved them. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I called in because y'all had that guy on there talking about the upgrades and all that. Like, I mean, it's a good thing, I guess, man, but they need to focus more on making things affordable, because this stuff is just outrageous, man. What about the girl over West Baltimore that got the two kids that want to take her children to a game on a Sunday, man?
We'll buy them tickets. Don't give me
anything. Rashawn, I'll say this, and it's the same way with certain things that I can't do. They're called, they're not rights, they're privileges. I'm sorry. I mean, I can't afford to take my whole family to a football game and buy everything that's there. You can't. I mean, that you prices aren't coming back. Prices aren't coming back towards you. Nothing is. Everything is getting more expensive. You can say the same thing about the girl in West Baltimore taking a kid to a movie. Nobody's complaining about that. And that's as expensive as well. You know, that's not what entertainment is. Entertainment is not trying to make it affordable for everybody. Entertainers are trying to make money. That's what they do.
I do get his point, though, because
he's still there.
Oh, Rashawn, you're still here?
I'm still here. Yeah, listen. Yeah, I listen.
Because I think you have something, Edda, because one of the things that I gripe about, it's not so much this. I don't mind them adding luxury suites and all this luxury stuff, but I think you're right. They've got to make the overall experience a little more affordable because people, their lives run around the NFL, and that's not the Ravens. I mean, it's all teams. If you got a budget like $1,500, $2,000 for one, you know, 3-hour event.
One game.
How do you make it affordable, though? You can say the same about everything in life. Going to the grocery store, nothing's coming back to you. Everything's moving.
That's not a good analogy. I mean, tickets now are several hundred dollars.
But my point, Ed, is what is getting cheaper?
Gasoline.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot cheaper. It was like $4.61. It was $3.89 the other day from $5.93. So, I mean, it's come down a lot. Things do come down. Eggs have come down. You know, they were outrageous a couple of months ago. Now they've come down. I don't want to use the food analogy because that's different. I was talking to Nick about the Ranger tickets. He can't even afford to take his family anymore because they've gotten so rotten.
Sell
tickets.
Sell something then.
Rotten tickets, like $265 up in the, you know, the rafters. You want to take a family of four, that's over $1,000 just to sit down. It's like, that's why I think that's got to be addressed. It's not going to be.
It's not. Players' salaries get more expensive. Everything gets more expensive. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying just sitting here, it's not going to get more cheaper. It's not.
No, but I have the same frustration. I think he has a point. I'd say the same thing about it's crazy now.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah, but I want to go. I can't. I'm not talking about the Ravens game. I'm talking about like hockey in particular now. And it varies by venue. Like, I go to Philadelphia because Flyers tickets are cheaper than Caps tickets.
Ed, you're talking about Madison Square Garden. That's a lot different.
Well, I'm talking about Caps too.
That's like $80 to $90. I felt that too. But complaining about this is pissing into the wind. It's not going to do anything.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's my point.
I think we're all aware of that. Still at the vent, about it because it's just if it seems wrong,
I got piss all over myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Rashawn and I are going to jump you later.
Me or this guy? I didn't do anything. I just talked about urine.
Rockabaco joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, rumor is that Linderbaum wants $20 million a year for an extension. Is that an overpay? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, is Tyler Linderbaum worth $20 million a year in your opinion?
I think so. I mean, I think you're going to be worth what the market sets, and maybe that's answering a different question, but like...
No, I think it is. If the market sets that, you're saying he's worth that.
Yeah, so...
Because there's certain players you would say, yeah, that's what the market is, but he's not worth it.
But I don't know. I just feel like the Ravens, too, anytime somebody comes to free agency now, that if you allow that to happen, and it's an open mm-hmm. free agency, you're not a restricted free agent, right. You have to give up something or transition franchise tag stuff... unrestricted free agents that come out of here, I think a lot of people are going to kick the tires on it, and I think you're going to have to bid with them, which is why I believe it's better to get the extensions early in football than even take that chance, because everybody's looking for offensive line help, and he's a really good center.
Well, they're saying he wants that with an extension, not free agency.
But again, yeah. I'm saying if he hits free agency, right. I think he gets that. Okay. So that's why you would have to give that to him now.
Is he worth that to you, Ed?
It's same answer, extension. Really. It's like... He's one of the best centers in the league. It's a position, first of all, it's important. We've had trouble with it in the past. We've seen guys who were not, was that their primary position? They were bouncing balls off the ground in front of Lamar over his head, horrible. Things like this. It's dangerous. It's
remember
horrible.
When the Ravens did what the A's did? Hey, it's easy to play first base. Yeah. It's easy to play center.
Play center. Oh, center. You're not an offensive tackle. What's the big deal? You snap the ball to the quarterback. No, it's hard. It's a really hard position. You make all the line calls and everything. So, yeah. And unfortunately, if that's what it's worth, then he is certainly worth it. That's the difference.
Now, a different question is, with all the Ravens have to do, can they pay him that?
That I don't know.
Should they pay him that?
Yes. He needs to be paid. He needs to stay. He's one of those guys. I mean, you look at the people who need to stay here. Kyle Hamilton needs to be paid. I mean, you're talking about, Roquan was paid, but Kyle Hamilton needs to be paid. Obviously, Lamar has been paid. He needs to be extended again.
Humphrey's going to come back up, too.
Yeah, he's going to come. But, he's going to – he deserves it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, yeah, Linderbaum is one of those guys. He's in the he needs to be paid.
You can't pay everybody.
Well, you can't, but he needs to be paid. The offensive line is critically important.
You think if somebody sacrificed Jeremy, that's the guy that sacrificed Linderbaum? Because it's starting to look that way.
Well,
if someone's going to get sacrificed, it's going to be him.
Either Owe or Linderbaum, right? With those, that's what you were looking at between those two, that one of them was more than likely going to have to be let go and find a replacement.
If it's between those two, then... Well, it wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the decision you're asking me to make.
If the money's in the same market, too, because you're hoping that Mike Green is the guy.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know how the Ravens envision it, because I think it's vitally important to have a guy that you trust, especially that Lamar trusts. I mean, we talk about who you want in the backfield and who you want to throw the football to, who you want protecting him.
Yeah.
All of that's important. And you have a guy right now that I think you can trust and send out there. And he's been, correct me if I'm wrong, and knock on wood, he's been fairly healthy and stayed... and I think being available might be one of the best things that you can be.
I'd love to see him stay. I just have a feeling in my gut that he's one of the guys that they're going to have to make a decision on, and we don't like the decision they're going to make.
It's very possible.
When you start talking about they got this lineman, he can play center two, that guy, he can play. So, when you start getting guys who can play center two, when you have – your center coming up for free agency soon, it sounds to me that you're already making the plan to move on from him.
Yeah.
You don't have the next quarterback in line on your team. You don't have the next Kyle Hamilton in line on your team. You don't have Roquan's heir apparent on your team, but you have your center's heir apparent on your team. That, to me,
kind of lends to maybe, just maybe, you're looking to move on from him. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Does Lamar Jackson rework his contract soon to open up some money? Because that's the thing as well.
I think so. I mean, I think that's going to have to do it. So he'll, you know, they'll backload it. He'll get a guaranteed money, whatever. So they'll do it. So whatever doesn't bang the cap too hard is what he's going to get. And I think he's going to have to make that, you know.
Do you think that's going to be as difficult as it was to get him signed in the first place?
I don't think so. That was difficult. That was really, that was tough.
Yeah, because now he's got what he wanted.
He's got pretty much everything he wants now.
Yeah.
I mean, so now it's just a matter of,
You know what he doesn't have? A ring.
Yeah. What makes me most comfortable, what type of financial payment makes me most comfortable to work this deal? Plus, when you rework it, you're going to get another
money
signing bonus.
Yeah. That's what I look at. I mean, you can give me money up front.
Yeah.
What I sign.
Yeah. I'll gladly take a cheeseburger.
Cut the check, baby.
Oh. I think too, when you start looking at Lamar, that the more and more this narrative builds about the Super Bowl, I'm not saying that all of a sudden makes him take less money or anything like that, but I think it makes him willing to do.
Nobody takes less money.
You don't have to take less money to restructure your deal.
Right.
Like you keep backloading
they just restructure it. Yeah.
Now, Joe, why do you say today is so significant to those talks?
Final practice of training camp today is at 3:00. And he has said in the past he's not negotiating during the season. So you do have to kind of question, well, if he wants a ring, why hasn't he done it yet?
That's what I question. That's why I asked Ed the question of, do you think it'll be as difficult as what signing him in the first place?
And DaCosta said over the, I guess it was late spring, early summer, that they've had conversations with him and that they hoped over the course of the last 5 weeks they'd try to get something done, and it didn't happen. So, I mean, and there was the rumor about Isaiah Likely. I mean, maybe they were focusing more on getting something done with Likely or maybe Linderbaum before they get to Lamar. But I'm a little bit nervous of the fact they didn't do it now.
I'm very nervous about that. Well, why has it not happened? Because especially with all these advantages that you're saying, not only are you getting money up front for another signing bonus, but it also frees up other guys to sign to keep those people around you. Rocco Baco joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. It's the World of Stupid.
All right, we're going to talk about some of these zombie animals that we've seen going around. Have you guys seen squirrels and deer covered in kind of like these weird oozing warts?
Yeah.
There's been pictures of them all over the internet. We'll talk.
They look like horns all over their body.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about Wisconsin father who faked his own death on a kayaking trip. I want to tell you what he was sentenced to and see if you think that's fair.
Death?
all suicide bombers. Let's give them the death penalty. Anyway. And lastly, something Ed's going to want to talk about. I don't know if you guys know this. At Burning Man, which is the big concert.
I know somebody goes there every year.
They have something called the Orgy Dome.
What's it called? Burning Man?
Burning Man.
Burning Man. It's a big
things
concert.
Out in New Mexico.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's a whole week-long event.
The Orgy Dome has been destroyed. We'll tell you what the consequences are going to be and maybe show you a few pictures. That's coming up here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.